Welcome to the 16th episode of the AJSP Editors Podcast. I'm Lucy Lin, co-editor-in-chief of the Asian Journal of Social Psychology, and the host for today's discussion. In this episode, we will delve into an outstanding paper from the September 2024 issue of AJSP. Its title is She Wants the Best, Maximizing Tendency, Work-to-Family Enrichment, and Female Employee Adaptivity. This paper discusses the complex balance women strike between family and work responsibilities, highlighting the challenges and successes they face in today's society. It features a robust theoretical framework that presents a comprehensive analysis of the maximizing tendency in female employees and its impact on family-to-work enrichment and adaptivity. It also examines the moderating role of spousal relationship quality. I like the theoretical framework very much because it effectively integrates various elements together. The independent variable, maximizing tendency, is a personal characteristic that is quite novel in the work-family research. The dependent variable is the adaptivity in the work domain. The moderator, the spousal relationship quality, is in the family domain, and the mediator captures the cross-domain inference. The model is impressively comprehensive and highlights the interplays between different domains. Methodologically, the paper stands out with its well-crafted research strategy, three-wave survey design, and a large and diverse sample. These elements enhance the validity of the findings. The paper also provides many valuable practical implications for employees and organizations. It sparks a lot of thought about how we can better support working women. Today, we are very happy to have Professor Jia Huiyuan, one of the paper's authors, join us to share her insights and the stories behind her research. Hello, Huiyuan. Welcome to the podcast. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners first and share a little bit about your background?
Hello, Lucy. Thank you very much for having me on this podcast. I appreciate the opportunity to share my work with a wider audience. I am an associate professor from the College of Business Administration at the Capital University of Economics and Business in China. And my academic pursuits lies in the field of managerial psychology. I particularly research the dynamics of human behavior and organization adjustment. So my research is primarily focused on the prosocial behavior, maximizing tendency, and also employee adaptations. So maximizing tendency is one of my research interests. So actually, I have conducted a series of research about the maximizing tendency.
Thanks, Huiyuan. Now, can you provide us with a brief overview of your paper? What inspires this research? What are its key findings? And how does it contribute to our existing knowledge?
One of the reasons why we proposed this research was that we have noticed there's a growing number of talented women who are both working at the workplace, but also they are working at home. There's a growing number of talented women who are excelling in both their professional and personal lives. So we noticed that actually it's quite a big challenge for the women who take the dual roles. Many women are not only meeting, but exceeding the expectations in both workplace and at home. This led us to wonder about the factors that contribute to their success. So we proposed this research idea and we conducted the research. We became particularly interested in the concept of maximizing tendency, which is the drive to seek the best of possible outcomes in decision-making. And we believe that the understanding of the maximizing tendency trait could help us to understand why some high-achieving women are able to perform at their best in both family domain and work domain. And this is why we title our work, She Wants the Best. The best in the title reflects the maximizing women, their aspirations for optimal choices and their pursuit of excellence.
I should say, I like your discussion about satisfying and maximizing, because I think this is a quite new personal characteristics in the work family research. Could you please share some insights on how these two decision-making styles might be applied in the field of social psychology?
Maximizers, as we discussed, are individuals who strive to make the best possible choices. And they were also considering a wide array of options, while satisficers, on the other hand, are content with choices that meet their minimum criteria. Well, taking today, before joining the podcast, I wanted to pick up a suitable outfit. So I spent over an hour trying on many different clothes, and that which clearly makes me a maximizer. And on the other hand, my co-author is likely a satisficer. And because often when he makes choices, he's just looking for something that is good enough. So he makes decisions very quickly. And in the field of social psychology, there are a lot of research about maximizing tendency and satisficing in decision-making. I think that is the main area that people conduct the research about maximizing tendency. So the researchers have found that maximizers, they have some key characteristics like high standard, extensive options searching, and sometimes even decision difficulties. So some researchers, they argue that maximizers, they face what is known as the maximization paradox. This paradox suggests that while maximizers are capable of making objectively better choices compared to satisficers, and they often are feeling less satisfied with their decisions. So sometimes we notice that actually maximizers, they had the better decisions, maybe, or they are looking for the best decisions. But in the end, they feel regret or they even feel worse. Additionally, some studies, they also found that maximizers are perceived less warm and receive less social support. But there are also some other research showing the bright sides of maximizing tendency. That's also what we are doing right now. For example, like researchers found that maximizers, they have a higher subjective well-being and also they have better outcomes. For example, researchers found that those college graduate students, well, maximizers, they tended to secure higher starting salaries in their job searches. And also my team, we found that the college students with a maximizing tendency often have higher GPAs in their studies. So we conducted a series of studies focusing on the bright sides of maximizing tendency, not only found that the female maximizers, they have better adaptive performance, but we also found that the students with maximizing tendency, they have better college adjustment, and even the newcomers, the maximizing tendency will make them have better socializations.
So in your research, you focused on the role of family to work enrichment. And I find your arguments for the positive relationship between maximizing tendency and family to work enrichment very compelling. However, I'm a little bit curious about how maximizing tendency might relate to work-family conflict. This is another construct. So given that people have limited resources and time, balancing family and work is always challenging, especially when trying to maximize outcomes in both domains. So in your opinions, will the relationship between maximizing tendency and work-family conflicts be positive or negative?
Thank you for your question. I found this one very interesting. Regarding this question, I think that it might be the positive relationship between the maximizing tendency and work-family conflict. And also in our research, you might notice the moderation hypothesis. It is suggested that the positive relationship between maximizing tendency and family-to-work enrichment is more influential for individuals with low levels of spousal relationship quality. So one of the explanations is that we think that the sponsor relationship quality, or on the other hand, your partner's support could be the resource that help you to adapt. But on the other side, we believe that if you have a very satisfying relationship quality, this may somehow distract you from your work. In the context of work-family dynamics, I think that the masculine tendency may lead females to with increased pressure in both work and family roles. And also, I even think that this situation should be more pronounced among women, because according to the gender role theory, women perceive their primary roles as being in the family, followed by their work. Therefore, they invest more resources in the family and they can easily lead to the distraction at work. However, as our research suggests, there should be a return in the investment. So the resources they devote to the family, although potentially may lead to some conflict, but this can also result in some positive feedback from the family members or even from the whole family domain. So spelling over beneficial resources into the work domain. So I believe that maximizing tendency could be a double-edged sword in both domains.
So finally, could you share any behind-the-scenes anecdotes from conducting your research, whether there are some particular challenges or enjoyable moments or inspiring aspects that you encountered during the process?
This article holds a personal significance for me. When I began preparing for this article, I had just established my own family and was in the process of adapting to the dual roles of family and work. So personally, as a maximizing decision maker, I was very curious about how I can perform at my best in both areas. So this led to the idea for the article. And when this article was accepted by the journal, I just had my first child. And it turned out that I feel I was adapting quite well between work and family. I believe this article also represents my personal transformation. Therefore, this article is like a milestone for me, as well as a reward. So I thanked my baby daughter in the acknowledgement, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to document this important chapter in my life.
Okay, thank you very much. So I think this is today's discussion, and thank you, Hui Yuan, for contributing one excellent paper to AJSP, and also thank you for sharing the insights and stories about this research, and we look forward to receiving more excellent work from you in the future. Thank you very much.